Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
So, ladies, you have a big old date planned this weekend, but you guys still aren't sure where you're going or what you're doing. Abby is going to tell you right now how to land the big fish.
Oh, yeah. TikTok has once again come in handy and told me the secrets behind picking the perfect date to get your man in the right state of mind to fall in love with you. So I saw this on Capital FM's TikTok page where Paul Brunson from Married at Sight UK came on and gave his tips for picking the perfect date that will make a man be in the right environment to start having feelings for you. If you don't know who Paul Brunson is, he's a matchmaker, he's a relationship expert. And here's what he says the perfect first date is.
You know what the best first date is? Best first date, hands down. And this is going to sound crazy, but a walk with a cup of coffee.
I agree. Parallel play.
There's so many advantages that you
What's
have.
What's parallel play? Sorry.
Toddlers do it.
Play
next to each other. Don't make a lot of eye contact, but you're together.
Exactly. You rarely see men talk eye to eye like this. They really stand at a 180 degree because through evolution, if we look directly at each other, we're getting ready to fight. So if you notice, you're sitting apart, you'll always see the woman looking at her man, just dead face, like, and he's like, he's tilted to the side. A walk allows for that. It allows for him just to flow and just to think differently. Also, the walk, what does it do? It builds all the endorphins are firing off. That's all you need.
I love that it's not in a restaurant because you haven't got the intensity, but also you've got a good escape route, you know.
You can run.
Don't wear heels, but also put a time limit on it. I've got 20 minutes, or I've got to be somewhere else. Yeah. You can always change that plan later.
So what are your thoughts, gentlemen?
No. I just thought it was funny that he went as deep as the angle that a man is standing at has anything to do with him liking a woman. But
yeah, I'm usually looking up. He said you guys are looking eye to eye. I can assure you it's not.
I mean, the theory is in the overall is that if you go with a walk, a coffee, you're going to like a woman more than if y'all sat in a restaurant?
Well, you're going to think differently as a man because of the parallel play instead of looking at each other head on. So what they're saying is from evolution and biology, when men look head on, it's like there's an intensity there. And it's basically when you did that, when you made straight eye contact head on, you were going to fight. Whereas parallel, you're equals and you're just going to have a different type of conversation.
There are relationship counselors who have advised women when they need to talk to their husbands or boyfriends about something important to sit side by side on the couch, rather face to face.
Really?
And the women report back that whatever they're sharing is taken so much better because it doesn't feel confrontational. It feels like two buddies hanging out. Like, think about it. When you hang out, like, sitting on the couch with your butts, like, you're not, like, face to face, like, intense. And they're like, it works. It's so much better.
I'm just trying to figure this out as Mo. So a woman calls you up and says, hey, I know this is our first date and all. We're just going to go for a walk. We're going to grab a cup of coffee and you and I are just going to go for a walk. What's your thought?
Oh, I'm going to save some money. I'm with it. Not a problem.
You'd be fine with it. Just
a walking
coffee.
Yeah.
I guess I need to lower my bar a little bit because that just does not sound appealing to me at all.
So what does sound appealing to you?
Something really fun where we can have a couple of drinks together. It could be bowling.
Side by side.
Something stupid.
Not making direct eye contact.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's all side by side.
Bowling, let's see, what else would be? Like one of those places where you can drink and play a whole bunch of different games and stuff
and
like that.
And if you're sitting at a bar, what are you doing?
You're side by side.
Yeah, listen.
Although I am the weirdo that usually takes the corner So where she's on one side and I'm on
that's
the other?
That's still fine because you're at an angle. You're not directly in front of the person.
Huh. Mm. How about that?
Listen. Just got to start giving your date some side eye.
If you want to walk side to side, you got to sit by side by side. That came out very weird. That is a tongue twister.
Did you guys buy into it when you heard it?
Me?
Yeah.
I love the idea mainly because I love the escape route plan because I want to run from most of my relationships. So the fact that I would just have an easy out to where I could just start bouncing. Yeah, I was down for it. And I would love to go on walks, period, with friends. So it's only natural that I would have a lot of success doing it with like dates and stuff. So I think the next time I finally catch a man's eye, who knows how long that'll be. But I would actually love to go on a date like this because I think it keeps your mind active because you don't have to do an activity where like they have to do the thing where they teach you how to do it. You can just go on a walk. It keeps your mind busy. Coffee's super cheap. And if the side eye thing works, then I'm on board.
What's the most effective first date that you've ever had? What's the most fun you've ever had on a first date?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's why I do what I do. I'm just trying to get us to five, bro.
You know, honestly, a hockey game.
Hockey game.
It was very random. We didn't know what we were going to do. The date actually started in a park. I never thought of that, but we were like in a park.
Side
what
by
do you want to do? Side by side.
Game. Side by side.
And I looked up and found that a hockey game was on. I was like, you want to go to a hockey game? And it was our first date. It was a great date.
Spontaneous.
Yep.
And unless you guys were sitting in different sections of the arena, I'm guessing you were side by side.
We were indeed side by side.
It would be really weird if she sat in the seat in front of you and turned around and faced you the entire game.
Sorry, baby. I can only afford one good ticket, so I'm down there by the aisle. Yeah. And you're way up in general admission.
See you at the game.
Hey, the Bird Show.